Good morning. Radio.
This is Chaplain Rick. I'm with the Lyme Rod of Veterans of Foreign Wars, and I'm presently on location at the Vietnam Veterans Wall that travels around the country called the Wall That Heals. It's a half-scale replica of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Wall that's in Washington, D.C. It is here located in the city of Buena Park, hosted on behalf of the Buena Park VFW Post 8954. It has been here for the last 4 days, open to the public 24 hours a day. And this is its last day here. They will be taking it down and packing it up and shipping it off to go to another community where it will be displayed again. And that will happen about 4 p.m. today. Last night, I'd been here every day after work, coming down here, and last night after I'd gone home, I had the desire in my heart to give a different kind of tribute to my brothers and sisters that are named on this wall. And I felt I could get an audience, and I believe I do. I have an audience and a congregation this morning of some 48,249 souls. That where the scripture says that if two or three are gathered in his name, he is present. And I believe these souls, if they're not off doing other missions, intervening for the Lord, that they are present and will hear our words. And this morning, I'd like to start off with just sharing the passage, John 15:13, that says that no greater love can a man show than laying down a life for his friend. And that passage speaks to the sacrifice that's made by these gentlemen and sisters on this wall. With that verse, I'd like to take a moment of prayer as we start to open this and invoke God's presence here. Father God, we do thank you for the opportunity to come in a free land and to be able to express our appreciation, Lord, for the sacrifices made for us to remain free. Also, Lord, to express our appreciation for the sacrifice that you did for us on that cross, Lord, it provided for us a salvation that we could not obtain aside from your work of grace, Lord. Thank you for that work in our hearts, Lord, that have changed our lives. We ask your blessing on this time, that it would speak to hearts, Lord. Most importantly, Lord, that it would please you. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, I only knew a few of you, those of you that were part of my unit. 14 of you that did not come back home alive during my tour, 3 of which were personal close friends. I have a heart attachment to every single one of you. And as I know, everybody that visits this wall feels the same way. The wall is set up and designed in a circular manner. It starts in the center and goes to the right, and in an imaginary circle comes back around from the left. And the last casualty is listed again at the center where it began. And that circle, as we see in our commitments to wedding rings and such, is that circle of completion. There's no brokenness to it. That this memorial year, brothers and sisters, shows that you are ever together, and you are always together, and we will never forget you in this life. And there will be a day that for each of us appointed that we will come and join you. And we look forward to that time of reunion and being with you and laughing with you again. But while we're here and while the Lord has us still to tarry, we ask that you be mindful of us, that you didn't intercede for us. And we are so proud to just be here in your presence. I have a little word I want to share to those that are in attendance here this morning. And I'm a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and I'm obligated that when I speak in public that I share the gospel. And I have provided a daily guidepost that was made available to me from our chaplain at the VA hospital in Long Beach, Chaplain Michael Jones. And if you'll turn to today's devotional in this, it's on page 109, and it's a reading for Sunday the 19th, of April, and the scripture passage there is Philippians 4:13. It says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It says, I stood there trembling, breathing deeply, hoping to get control of my emotions, but to no avail. I was giving my first Easter sermon at my church's early morning service, and I was retelling the story of Jesus' trial, his agony, his death, and his resurrection. I was speaking through the eyes of those who loved Jesus, his friends, his family, and the apostles. I got to the words, "and when he died," and found myself unable to say more. I took a deep breath as the words on the page began to blur, and I started again. "And when he died." Again, I couldn't continue. The ceiling and concentrated on breathing. The death of Jesus had so moved me that I was stuck in the crucifixion. Suddenly, I heard a voice in the congregation say, "It's all right." And it was. Jesus had allowed himself this excruciating experience for my freedom. In his time of weakness, I found strength. And it's all right, because on the other side is the resurrection, our redemption, our salvation. And so with tears streaming down my face and my voice cracking, I finished the sentence. "And when he died, nothing else left to do but bury a friend." Lord Jesus, please guide me as I follow your example and bring your word to my world, however imperfectly. Those are the words of Natalie Perkins. This morning, standing before this wall, again thinking about the sacrifice exemplified by Christ, the greatest sacrifice, the greatest honor, the greatest work that was done for mankind, so easily overlooked, as even the sacrifices of veterans, and benefit we all have of freedom and liberty in life. All of us enjoy the benefits of daily life, of breathing, of seeing nature, seeing God's creation. Yesterday, I stepped out of my work office to go to lunch, and I heard the songbirds of spring. And I was thankful to God that I was able to pay attention, that I was able to hear and listen and take that moment. For there was a day that I lived at a different pace and had a different reference, and I didn't appreciate that part of God's creation. So it can be the little things in life that can turn us toward God with hearts of faith. The sacrifice that's represented by you, my brothers and sisters, on this wall, that great love, that greater love that no man can show, than laying down your life for your friends. And we know that in battle, we don't die for our country. We don't die for our flag. We die for our friends out there with us in the battlefield. And when it's done, it takes a life, posthumously, a Medal of Honor may be awarded. Many of you died as casualties just being in battle. Some of you are on there that were victims of friendly fire. You could not help that. And it happens today in today's wars. Conflicts are deadly. They have an awful toll. But the price we pay for freedom is seen at this memorial and many others. And all of us gathered here today, and all of those that walk along the wall, thank you for your sacrifice and your service. At this time, we're going to render a final salute and offer a final prayer. We have everybody standing. Give a final salute and prayer. You can salute with just a hand over your heart. If you're military, you may give a proper military salute. Father God, we do thank you again for this time and this free land to come and be before you, to be in your presence, to express our gratitude as members of a grateful nation. We thank our brothers and sisters here that are on that wall, represented the great sacrifice for our freedom. As we look forward from that example to the cross, your sacrifice for our freedom and faith. We thank you for that. Ask your blessings on the remainder of this day and the time of this wall, that it would effect healing in those that come and visit. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We render a proper salute. That concludes my memorial service. Thank you for your attendance. God bless you, each and every one. I have a testimony book, a little track up here of my ministry. If you're interested, you can have one. So, all right, God bless you. God bless you.
What's your name? Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you very
much. That's me. You have one of those.
Yeah, one of these.
Yeah, you know, if you want to share something with your pastor, this
I do want to share something with my pastor.
Take that. That's more information.
There we go. Okay, there we go. I'm going to.